Hey, we might actually be getting some spring weather, somewhat, kind of, sort of, this weekend, and I am happy to be reporting that, as I do every Saturday morning on this award-winning, highly profitable, much-listened-to radio show, the Mike McFeely Outdoor Show. Folks, welcome to the Saturday morning edition of this program, joined, as usual, and getting a high salary for joining me every Saturday, by the way, is Doug Lear of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, and Tom Wynn and friend in the morning on KFGO. Hello, Doug. How are you?
So award-winning, highly rated, overcompensated. So the entire program is just all about fishing. Lies.
Exactly.
That's why it's a fishing show.
You should have been here last week because I caught him this big. And that's exactly what we're doing right
yes.
now on this program.
Yes. How are you doing on a Saturday, Mike?
You know, I'm doing okay. Hoping to get old radio waves in the water sometime today just to kind of christen her for this year. Maybe talk a little about that later in the program with Jeff Katzer. But just I'm getting there. You know, the ice is off the lakes and yada, yada, yada.
Are you one of those diary guys? Do you know when the last time you were out? You took radio waves out late last year, though, didn't you?
I think it was in early November or late October.
That's what I was thinking.
And it was really nice. It was like one of those really cool fall days when it was neat fall days, not cool. It was a warm, sunny, great fall day of, you know, 55, 60 degrees. I took it out on Cormorant and got skunked and didn't care. I listened to a Dragon football game on the radio and just enjoyed the heck out of myself. It was just one of those days.
Do you remember how early last year you were out in May?
Yes, I do.
April,
it was not in May, or it was not in April because the ice had not come off the lakes yet. The ice was still in the lakes on the opening day of fishing in Minnesota.
Was it really?
It was, yes.
And so I don't fish in Minnesota, so I don't know.
It was probably May 15th before I had her in the water last year.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was late. Yeah, it was late, so.
Yeah.
We'll have to do it this year. Crappie fishing. It's beginning.
Mother's Day. For some reason, I just got locked in when you talked about the Minnesota fishing opener
Mother's
and late
Day.
ISO. And this year it does.
Yes.
I don't think last year it was. Was it?
I don't
was it Mother's Day?
Think so.
It's not every year.
In most years it is, though.
Yeah.
That's always the careful dance we have to dance in Minnesota is that it's fishing opener, but yet it's Mother's Day.
I like what Minnesota does, though. I was reading earlier this week that mothers can fish free.
Yes.
On that weekend, Saturday and Sunday, next weekend for the opener, you can, 12:01 a.m. on Saturday, you can have Ma holding the anchor.
My mom is 86 years old, probably not going to be out at midnight on the fishing opener. I'm just going to say that.
I just have this grumpy old man image of like Pa just hollering at Ma, you know, on Mother's Day. Come on, hook it up. You don't get it hooked.
Hook it up.
You know what I mean?
Are the trailer lights connected
right?
I don't know. Get them on there right. Let's
exactly.
go.
Exactly. And happy Mother's Day. We're having a bologna sandwich for Mother's Day. It's been sitting in the bottom of the boat since last November when Radio Waves was out.
But it kept well because it was a cold winter. So
right.
It's perfectly fine.
Do you have a go-to like fishing sandwich that you are you like bologna and mayo or
usually it's Pugsley. Either that or
you
or,
and Tony Dean and Pugsley?
What's the other one you can always buy? Express. Deli Express.
Oh, Deli Express. I like Pugsley's.
I probably have set the record for convenience store sandwiches, and only because I'm so disorganized that I'm going fishing Saturday morning. Okay, let's go. And my wife, love her to death.
Mm-hmm.
Every Friday. Okay, why don't you get
I love
lunch?
That qualifier.
Love her to death.
Means I'm going to slam her.
No.
Listen up, Michelle.
No. But you know, why don't you get a sandwich ready? Why don't you get do you have some stuff for lunch to take with you? No, I'm good.
Really?
And then I'm not good.
No.
And then I'll be driving up to Devil's Lake or wherever.
Yeah.
And sure as shooting, I got to stop in and get a Deli Express, you know, three meat sandwich. And,
yep.
Woo, I don't know how many years that's taken off my life eating convenience store food for a lunch, but that's okay.
You can reheat the Deli Express three times. You can heat it up and forget it because it's in that little plastic package.
Yep.
And then I've done that. Trust me, I'm telling it from experience. And it tastes as good as the first time.
It tastes just as good.
Just
it?
As good as
just
the first
as the
time.
First
but that's
time.
That's the way you are. See, that's why I... Because of my absent-mindedness and the, you know, the rapidness that you want to get out the door and get going.
Yes.
I'm just I treat myself to like a monster, like one of those high caffeine things.
Yes.
A monster and jerky.
Energy drink.
Yep, energy drink. A monster, a Red Bull or whatever, and jerky. And I don't worry about anything else for us.
And what I've learned is that you seem to get hungrier in the outdoors. If you're spending time outdoors, whether fishing,
sure,
whether hunting, hiking, anything, and part of it's the activity, you're moving, part of it's you're outside, you're burning energy.
Fresh air,
You just get so much hungrier. And so a Deli Express sandwich, and I hope the CEO of Deli Express is not listening right now, because I'd love to have you as a sponsor of this program. You could pretty much eat anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you could eat anything.
Could sponsor the lower unit on radio waves.
Just, yeah, I mean, it does. You could,
yeah,
you could put a skunk sandwich in front of me if I'm out in the boat for a couple of hours, and I'll just scarf it down, and that's cool. That's good.
That's what the outdoors is about. You don't get picky. You just grab and whatever is sitting in front of you.
My dad, when he used to take me duck hunting, for whatever reason, liked cheese sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
So he'd have a block of cheddar cheese and white bread, and he used to cut the piece of cheese,
oh yeah,
about an inch thick.
With the fillet knife?
Yep, just a big old, you know, big old chunk,
yeah,
of cheese. Two big chunks of cheese on a piece of white bread. Mm. Boom, slap them babies together. There's your lunch.
Yep.
And the chunk of cheese would be so... oh, but you know what? It filled you up to a certain extent and got you.
Right.
I'm not a
gourmet chef. No, when you think about, you know, some of those staples of the outdoors, and I remember most of the time it was hunting, and we'd stop in at grandma's, at my dad's mom, and Vienna sausages. And you can eat Vienna sausages for breakfast, lunch, supper, anytime. And I think it's that white jello in between is what makes it the all-purpose breakfast, lunch, dinner, meat product.
Yes.
You've had them.
Yes.
I can tell by the expression,
yep,
on your face,
oh,
that,
yes,
you have had,
yeah,
them.
That, by the, yeah, the, I shut off my microphone there for a second to gag just a little bit.
So you don't want to, you don't relive that experience anymore?
I try not to, but I'll have a beef stick. I'll have a venison stick. I'll take a ring of bologna out there and slice off a piece with my fillet knife. And that's, I'll do.
When was
that
last
too
time you had a Vienna sausage? Long
boy,
time?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not, you know, 1980%.
Okay.
You know, that was when I was too dumb to know any better. Too young, I'm sorry. Too young to know any better. I'm still too dumb to know to know any better. But that might be it. Well, we just made an entire segment out of it.
Really?
What you eat in the great outdoors when you're out there.
Man.
It's not bad.
Because you do.
Yeah.
You go outdoors and you eat.
You ain't going
out there fasting.
No, well, no, you don't want to do that. Let's take a break already. Goodness gracious. That was 8 minutes of quality radio talking about Vienna sausages and Deli Express. Where else can you get that kind of outdoors talk?
And your lower unit.
I don't want a big sticker on my lower unit. What? Forget it. Let's take a break. On the Mike McFeely Outdoor Show, Doug Lear, he's going to wet his pants, so we're going to get to a break and let him run to the bathroom. We'll come back and talk about trout that have been stocked in Morton Pond. The deer seasons are set with even lower numbers than, since about 1990 or something is the last time the numbers were so low. We'll touch on all of that and more next year on KFGO. Don't go away.
It's a good thing. Rain makes corn. Corn makes